Time now for Abandoned Manitoba, our look back at what remains from Manitoba's early days. Our guide, as always, Gordon Goldsboro of the Manitoba Historical Society.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, hello there, Gordon Goldsboro.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, last week you hinted at electricity is going to be your subject for Abandoned Manitoba today.
That's right. Of course, most Manitobans will think of Manitoba Hydro when they think of power, because that's where we get all of our electricity. But in fact, if you go back a little bit further, you find that the first power dam, the first hydro dam in Manitoba, had nothing at all to do with Manitoba Hydro. In fact, was a commercial enterprise started by a firm from Brandon.
And where was this?
Well, it was on a small river called, variously, either the Little Saskatchewan River or the Minnedosa River. It's a small river that eventually flows into the Assiniboine, a little west of Brandon, and it kind of snakes its way northward and eventually passes through Minnedosa, and that's where, of course, it gets the name Minnedosa River.
And when was it built?
It was built in 1900, and I know there will be people out there saying, well, wait a minute, there's a old power dam out near Pinawa, and in fact, there is. There's a remains of an old power dam at Pinawa. It, however, was not the first. It was built in 1903, in fact, from 1903 to about 1906. The one we're talking about today is 3 years older, built in 1900.
And what was actually built there?
It was a fairly modest structure, certainly by comparison to the modern structures we have today. It was a series of vertical wooden timbers that were basically pushed into the mud of the bottom, and they extended from one bank of the river. It was actually a fairly steep-sided river, right from one bank to the other. And so it basically created an impoundment, a reservoir. And then they had a turbine that would be turned by the moving water that was flowing over that dam, and that would be what they used to capture electricity.
Who built this?
It was built by a small company, say from Brandon, the Brandon Electric Light Company.
And how long did it last, this?
Well, not very long. Now, of course, one thing to keep in mind, too, is that the river was not a very big one and, in fact, froze over in the wintertime. So what we're talking about here is a very seasonal operation. It actually only started in April of the year, and then it would have to be shut down in about November. So it really wasn't a year-round operation like they are today. And then it really ended up being shut down in 1924. And the main reason for that was that by that time, the power lines were being extended all over the province. There was something called the Manitoba Power Commission. That was a predecessor of Manitoba Hydro. They were extending power lines all over the province, and they had a dam on the Winnipeg River, the Pinawa Dam, and they were using it then to supply other parts of the province. And so I think by that time, the fact that this was a very seasonal operation on the Little Saskatchewan kind of doomed it. But the structure itself, the building, the dam, remained in place, actually, for quite a long time after that. And it wasn't until the 1940s, actually May of 1948, that the last of it was washed away, literally washed away, because they had a dam failure at Minnedosa. The dam at Minnedosa broke, and an enormous wall of water came rushing down the river, and it literally just pile drove that little dam on the Saskatchewan, and it just washed it away. So today, if you go to the site, and it is a bit of a walk to get there, there's no road access. You kind of have to walk along the bank of the river. All you see there now are the stumps of these old wooden timbers from the original dam. They're just sort of poking out of the water, and you see the foundation for the old building, the where they had the generator.
Yes. Who used this power?
Well, it was for anything in Brandon that required power. It was for businesses. It was for homes. It wasn't a lot of power, though. Just to put
yeah,
this
I was
in,
wondering about that.
Yeah. To put this in context, its capacity when it was working full out was 0.6 megawatts. Now, that number might not mean a whole lot. So just to compare, the limestone generating station that we have today produces 1,340 megawatts at full bore. In other words, a little over 2,000 times as much power as this little dam on the Little Saskatchewan River.
But these people who built this must have been innovators if this was the first in Manitoba.
Well, absolutely, because I say there was no prior dam before this. Most of the power that was generated from some kind of motor running on, you know, kerosene or crude oil they would use to generate, or coal. So this was really innovative because it was environmentally friendly. It was using water to generate electricity.
And whatever happened to the Brandon Electric Light Company?
It was eventually bought by the Manitoba Power Commission, and then, of course, became eventually Manitoba Hydro. So there actually are roots in Manitoba Hydro we have today in that very first dam of 1900.
With 0.6 megawatts.
That's right.
Gordon, thanks for this. Great fun. And what are you thinking about for next week?
I'll just say this. Stick 'em up.
Okay. All right. See you then.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye, Gordon.
Bye bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Stick 'em up next week on Abandoned Manitoba.